3 days post D-Day in Germany. Summer Dow playing Greta Schmidt.
Harper Doherty playing Colonel Ernst Goff.
Hi, I'm Greta Schmidt from the Berliner Rundfunk, here with Colonel Ernst Goff to talk about the recent events at Omaha Beach.
Hello, everyone.
So, you must have gotten an early start that day. There was lots of preparation to be done.
Yes, we were up at 2 a.m. with maximum alert because they had seen paratroopers around Carentan. By just 6 a.m., we were getting bombed.
Wow, you must have been scared stiff. What happened after that?
Just a half hour later, we started to see enemy ships getting closer.
Wow, that must have been very nerve-wracking. How many men did they have?
They had about 34,250 soldiers.
And how many men were in your troops?
We had about 50,000 men.
What were some of your main jobs as colonel that day?
Well, I directed the men on the beach. There were also a lot of shell-shocked men that day who needed motivating, so I pushed them to fight through the fear. I also pinned down the survivors to prevent them from being killed.
That's a lot of jobs for one man. What was the most surprising thing that happened on the beach?
Well, I was surprised at how quickly the American troops managed to climb over the shingle bank. We had been rapid firing them, and they managed to get really far really fast.
Geez, what did you do?
I shut them down as quickly as I could and forced them back.
That's incredible. I'm sure you saved many men that day. What was it like having to be on the front lines as a colonel?
It was really hard. I was constantly being shot at while also trying to direct my men. There were many times that I was worried I wouldn't make it out alive to lead my troops.
Yeah, that must have been a lot to handle at one time. How far did the enemy lines get?
Their naval gunfire became extremely heavy, so they were able to open up breaches. They ended up breaching the westernmost point of Vierville and the outskirts of St. Laurent and Colville.
That's pretty far. Were you worried about what would happen the next day since they had a lot of men left?
Yes. In fact, we were attacked on two fronts the next day. We were defending Bayeux and Carentan.
And what is your rank?
I am the 352nd Infantry Division.
Very good. Did you and your division get along well?
Yes. During these times, we tried to make the best of it, so we would crack jokes with each other to lighten the mood. But at the same time, we would know when to be serious and work as a team.
Could you tell me one of your jokes?
Sure. It may not seem very funny to you, but it was funny to us. I used to tell my men, whenever you see a black plane, whenever you see a white plane, it's an American. And whenever you see nothing at all, it's the Luftwaffe.
Huh, good one. What was food like? Were you able to get enough for everyone?
No, not at all. Some of my men had to go days without eating, which did not help their already weak and tired bodies. Get up early in the morning to beg the village for milk.
Were they able to get any?
No, the French knew who they were and turned them down.
Did you feel somewhat protected in the bunkers, though?
No, because the Americans had aircrafts bombing us from above, and the naval ships were firing us from the water. We were completely surrounded.
Were there many casualties that day?
The medic team did a great job. When a man hollered for help, a medic would show up about 5 minutes later. They were not perfectly trained, but they saved a countless number of lives that day. All in all, there were about 4,000 to 9,000 wounded or killed soldiers.
And how many Allied casualties were there?
There were about 2,000 Americans that were wounded or died at Omaha Beach.
For starting with 50,000 men, that sounds like a victory to me.
Well, the U.S. did capture about 200,000 prisoners of war.
What was the biggest setback as a result of D-Day?
The results of D-Day gave the Allies hope, which helped them gain power over us. We will continue to fight back, but the enemy was given a leg up on June 6th.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you for serving our country.
My pleasure. Hope everyone has a healthy and safe day.